pine that wouldn't rot or deteriorate, you know,
yeah,
with age. But it was always too dangerous to get too big a fire unless the chimney was burned out rather early in the fall. Usually mother or someone think of, father or someone, that need to be done before a real big fire was built in it.
When you have a house and an L, there'd be kind of a place where they'd come together and the water would run down out of that.
Yes. Of course, a lot of the time in this country, in this air, that water, if the roof was clean, the water was saved most especially for washing because it's soft, you know. And well, we were very fortunate, I suppose. And in fact, we'd live back in this sandy area where the sand was real deep and the water was probably better than most of the areas, even like the shallow wells in this area. They're not good at all. That was, but back east of town, that water was a lot better. But most people did save it, either in barrels and sometimes they even had cisterns, you know, dug and kept it. And some of it was so bad that they built those cisterns and ran it in there and used the water out of it most of the year, you know, saved all of the water they could from the roof.
Yeah. Well, it ran out of that place that where the water would,
you know, right, roof. You'd have a trough on to wherever you wanted it to go, you know, another V-shape. Made of boards, you know, running to the barrels and or to the cistern.
A barrel had wooden stays and the things that went around in metal.
Well, those old flour barrels back in those days, a lot of them had hoops and bands that were wood too. And were stapled together. Of course, naturally, the barrels that the whiskey came in, the syrup, molasses, and vinegar, and those things had the metal bands around it. But the regular old flour barrels, they all just had wooden, which you bought flour in, if you bought flour, because very seldom. Well, I didn't know they ever put it in when I was coming up. I was young because they bought it in barrels, you know, those wooden barrels all of the time, rather than sacks. Boys up around World War I, I guess. I remember my daddy laid in a lot of flour and sugar there because we had a number of family tenants, families, black people living on place. And that was just a custom. Just one of those things that happened. You'd always lay it in early in the winter or around the first of the year. Usually enough to supply them and feed them on until over in summer anyway. A little dangerous to try to carry it beyond that because bugs could get in it. Of course, always produced all the meat and lard, never bought that. And all those things, milk and butter, and if the family was any good at all, well, he'd insist they keep a cow if they wouldn't starve the calf to death. You'd furnish them that, you know, unless they mistreated, abused it. And some of them that lived close to us would